Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, August 22nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of industry and manufacturing headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
AI and the Copper Conundrum: How Trilogy Metals Inc. American TMQ fits into the supply equation. AI data centers are projected to consume more than 4 million tons of copper by 2035, intensifying a looming global shortfall. Trilogy Metals Inc., listed on the NYSE American as TMQ and on the TSX as TMQ, owns a 50% stake in Alaska's Upper Kobuk Mineral Projects, one of North America's richest undeveloped copper districts. The company is advancing the Arctic and bornite deposits, which could support future production for decades. With artificial intelligence driving demand for copper in data centers, Trilogy Metals is strategically positioned at the center of this growing market through its joint venture with South32 in the Ambler Mining District in Alaska. Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, El Domo Environmental License, upheld as Ecuador's Constitutional Court dismisses final challenge. Silvercorp Metals Inc.'s El Domo mining project in Ecuador received a significant boost as the country's Constitutional Court upheld the environmental license. The court confirmed that the consultation process met international standards and had overwhelming community support, with 98% backing. This decision paves the way for the project to deliver socio-economic benefits to the Las Naves community. Silvercorp Metals, a Canadian mining company, can now move forward with the El Domo project after the final legal challenge was dismissed by the court. The ruling affirmed the validity of the environmental license and the compliance with Ecuadorian law and international standards. For more information, visit Silvercorp Metals' website at silvercorp.com/welcome. Transforming open spaces into comfortable environments with high-volume low-speed fans. High-volume low-speed fans are transforming open spaces, offering enhanced comfort, improved air circulation, and increased operational efficiency. These fans circulate a significant volume of air at lower speeds, creating consistent airflow crucial for regulating temperature in large areas. Benefits include enhanced comfort levels, energy efficiency, versatility across diverse settings, and improved air quality. When installing HVLS fans, consider factors like fan size, noise levels, and strategic placement. SkyBlade Fanco specializes in HVLS fan solutions tailored to diverse needs. Embrace intelligent cooling solutions with HVLS fans for a more comfortable environment. L3Harris expands Florida facility to support America's Golden Dome. L3Harris Technologies has completed a $100 million expansion at its satellite integration and test facility in Palm Bay to support the Department of Defense's urgent need for on-orbit technology for the Golden Dome for America. The expanded 94,000-square-foot facility will produce next-generation satellites to identify, track, and defend against hypersonic and advanced missile threats. Elected officials, customers, and business leaders participated in a ribbon-cutting ceremony, showing support for L3Harris's commitment to national defense. L3Harris has invested significantly in infrastructure and manufacturing processes across the United States to deliver crucial missile warning and missile defense capabilities. Palm Bay Mayor Rob Medina expressed pride in being the home of this advanced facility, highlighting the economic opportunities and national security benefits it brings to the community. Despite tariff reprieve, U.S. copper traders hike prices. Despite the tariff reprieve announced by President Trump, major electrical wire makers in America are hiking prices, indicating that consumers may face higher costs despite a decline in metal prices. Canada-based copper industry players like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. will be closely monitoring the tariff situation as it could impact their operations. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focused on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.